I'm joined by K's captain Luke Garrard after this afternoon's 2-1 win against Dulwich, the 3 points that clinched the championship. Luke, it's obviously special for all the players and everyone associated with the club, but it must be extra special for you as the captain lifting that trophy. How did that feel?
Probably never had a feeling like that, and well, hopefully get a feeling again like that. It's been a long road, and it's made it all worthwhile. I've been here sort of 3 years now. It's been a long road this season. Started off fantastic. Middle part was, well, it's probably the low point, and then we've come good at the end. And to top it off today, just brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Did the belief amongst the players ever drop off? Like, I remember driving home from Fleet thinking that, you know, maybe we've blown it now. Did the belief keep going throughout that period?
Yeah, it did. It did. Obviously, when you're losing games, it's always hard, and the belief does. You sort of sometimes you do doubt. You do, not so much doubt yourself, but obviously everything, the way things are going, it drops off slightly. But you know, once you get a win, the belief sort of comes back, and then the momentum started. It kicks in, and then the belief sort of kicks in again, and then we really sort of rolled in the last final six games, and finished the job off.
And being captain, how much has that brought out of you as a person, as opposed to just being a squad player last year? Do you feel you've taken that extra step up, that extra responsibility?
I enjoy that responsibility. I enjoy the, you know, sort of the senior role, sort of, you know, an older player now, a more senior player, and I enjoy that. I enjoy that, you know, as you say, the responsibility of it. And you do have to sort of show, you have to, you know, sometimes guide the younger players and sort of keep the belief within everyone. And keep installing that sort of winning mentality, and it's a nice responsibility. You know, you wouldn't be captain if you wouldn't want to be captain. If I don't want that responsibility, I would have said, no, I don't want to be captain. You know, at the start of the season, I said to Dowse, I said, you know, I'll put my name forward to be captain, and you know, and he gave me the captaincy, and I was over the moon with it. And I'll, you know, that's what it's all about.
And you live locally, as a number of the other Case players do. You must have grown up a similar age to me with, you know, Case winning trophies at Wembley, Case winning the league 11 years ago. How important is it to you to now be part of the club, the captain of the club, and
it makes living locally, obviously see the club publicity with the club, read the local papers, and you know, drinking sort of local pubs. I don't tell Dowse that, but so it does make it extra special because it means a lot more. It does mean a lot to me, and I'll be lying if I said it didn't. You know, I used to come here as a kid and support K's on the terraces and see them through, you know, good times, and then to join probably at the back end of a bad time with obviously the previous chairman, the two chairmen to take it on, and really brought the club forward. And it means a great deal. It does. I'll be lying if I said otherwise.
I think Adam Thompson was man of the match again today. He's been a consistent performer all season. It must give you a degree of comfort to play behind someone like Thompson and Max, who seems to form a great partnership.
I think those two are the best in the league. I think Tomo, as an out-and-out defender, is absolutely, he's different class. He's too good for this league. And Max, as a ball-playing centre-half, there's no one better than him. And add to the fact, I think Wayne Finney as well. Wayne Finney, for me, is another fantastic centre-half, and he's terribly unlucky not to be in the side, but obviously it's three people fighting for two positions, and it shows us sort of the strength in our squad that we have got fantastic, you know, three fantastic centre-halves. But yeah, Tomo, he's different gear, and he's good around the camp. He's a jovial character, and he's a good character. He's a winner. That's what we need.
How good is it that Tommy Williams scored the goal that won us the league? We're never going to hear the end of that, are we?
Nah, Tommy. He sort of rubber nosing with that, but I think he's been brilliant, Tom. He loves his football, Tom. He's a great lad, and I think he's had a really good season. He had a bit of a turbulent time towards, you know, I don't know when it was, November, December time, but he's come back strong. You know, he's a good ball player, Tom, and a brilliant footballer, and a great fella as well. So fantastic for him.
And you mentioned that you were at K's a few years ago. You played under Stuart McIntyre. Stuart McIntyre signed you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
There's some contrast between the mood around K's now and the mood then.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you can always compare
managers. How's they different in managerial styles?
You can compare managers and you can compare players. You can compare setups of clubs. They do, they differ. You know, Dowse is probably, you know, it's not taking it away from Stuart. You know, maybe he didn't have the greatest of times here, but you know, he believed in the club and he believed in what he'd done. Probably he didn't have the right structure around him to take him forward. And I think the thing with Dowse, he's got quite a good structure, and he structures things very, very well. And that's probably the real difference, is the way that the whole structure of the club and the discipline with it. You know, probably not so much you know, a sort of drinking thing, a, you know, a more disciplined area, and he really drives towards that, and that's the way he sort of builds his sides, and it's sort of, as I say, like a discipline, you know, the discipline of it. Yeah, they are different, but you know, not taking anything away from Stuart, you know, people can sort of give him a bit of grief, but it's not dwelling on the past.
Well, what about the team spirit that exists at the moment? It's been a real privilege for me this season to be around on the peripherals of the dressing room.
Yeah.
And all the players, I think at one stage, have given up their time to speak to me, and I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it strikes me that there's a fantastic team spirit amongst these players.
There is. And I think about it, that's the thing with Dowsett, you know, whatever you think of Dowsett, he does bring in good players and he brings in good people. And that is, you know, any sort of bad egg wouldn't last very long in our dressing room, and I think that's an important factor. I think, like, you know, we've got a good squad, and we've got a good set of lads. You know, ability wise and sort of personality wise, you know, that's it's a good blend. It's a good blend, and they're a great set of lads.
You seem to lead the huddle that goes on before the games.
Yeah.
I've been told by a few players to ask you what you say.
What do I say? Sometimes I say an absolute load of rubbish, to be honest with you, and sometimes I sort of try and get, you know, it's just sort of getting the lads going, really, and sort of focus on the points that have been set out to win the game, and that's about it, really. Sometimes, as I say, I took an absolute load of my opponent, but other times you try and get the lads going, and you know, whether it works or it doesn't work, but
it seems to work.
Yeah, it seems to work, and long may it continue.
It's been fantastic scenes here today, out on the pitch and then back in the dressing room. Do you feel at all guilty? Because if you'd saved that equalising goal against Whitstable, we could have been having these celebrations Monday.
Yeah, I know, exactly, and in front of a bigger crowd. But, you know, that's football. You always look back and you think, oh, funny I saved that goal. Funny I, you know, didn't kick that ball out of the ground, one of the 300. But, you can always look back. That's the important thing. We've done it in the end. Might have done it a hard way, but we've done it in the end, so that's brilliant. Yeah.